True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
We'll get back to Week 2 NFL Sunday in a few. Talk about the Bears disaster in Detroit, and what that means for Sunday's game against Dallas, and more. But first, we want to remind you, our listeners and viewers, don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. You can catch up on everything from today's show, including Femi's Hour from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern. He talked about all the quarterback injury news and reacted to, is that true? I heard the end. You reacted to every Week 2 game, like all of them?
It's not 100% true. I did not get a chance to react to the Cardinals-Panthers game, but we reacted to every game other than that.
So who's... Do you like the way that's written, like when they promote like your hour there? Do you like that or no? Like just in general?
I do. I like it. I think they do a good job with it. Catch up on everything from today's show, including Femi's hour. We discuss all the quarterback injuries and react to every NFL game. I'm not going to torture you, Tyler. I like the job you've done.
I think you should have higher standards. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And BetMGM is our show sponsor. BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same-game parlays. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. An hour from now, we will finalize our bets for tonight's Monday Night Football doubleheader with the Texans and the Bucks in Houston, the Chargers and the Raiders in Vegas. Femi, where do we stand right now on side and total in both games? And we also have injury news, right? The actives and inactives are out for the first Monday night game.
That is correct. Right now, we still sit with the Houston Texans as a 2.5-point favorite. Now, it's heavily juiced. Like, the consensus number is now 2.5 minus 120. BetMGM still has 2.5 minus 115. The total holding steady at 42.5 after seeing a bunch of money on the under all throughout last week. But in terms of the actives and inactives, because once again, this game kicks off at 7 o'clock Eastern right after we're done here on You Better You Bet. The big one is for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and it's on the positive side. Their offensive tackle, Luke Gadecki, he will be active for tonight's game. The Bucs, we already knew that Tristan Wirfs would be inactive. Chris Godwin was going to be inactive. Those were already known. But Gadecki, starting lineup, active. That's massive for that Tampa Bay offensive line. For Houston, everyone that we thought would be inactive is inactive. Christian Kirk's not going to play. Braxton Berrios. Jake Andrews, their center, he was already ruled out. Damian Pierce is inactive as well for Houston. But the big news is Luke Gadecki for Tampa Bay will be on the field tonight, which should help out that Bucs offensive line against a really good Texans pass rush.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm on BetMGM right now, looking at the anytime touchdown scorer market. Damian Pierce. Okay, so Damian Pierce is still listed in the market. Mm. Your guy, Femi, Dario Ogunwabale. Who cost you money last week in the Texans-Rams game. Yeah, he's plus 800. Woody Marks is 10-1. And Pierce is listed. He's not playing in the game.
He's an active.
So for everybody right now, like what I would do, I would put like a small bet on Ogunwabale and a bet on Woody Marks to score a touchdown in the game tonight. Pierce is occupying too much. He's not playing in the game. Pierce's price is, where is he? He's plus 750. He's out. So he's taking.
He's literally not playing, yeah.
Like he's taking away from Marks and Ogunwabale here. I would bet both of those guys, Femi, in the anytime touchdown market. As far as the game is concerned, I like the Texans here laying the 2.5. And I haven't decided what I want to do with the Chargers and the Raiders. Something to do with scoring, whether it's Chargers team total over or just the over in the game. Give us your thoughts here on side and total quickly, and we'll finalize everything at the end of the show.
Yeah, I'll go real quick here on side and total because I don't think I'm going to end up on anything unless this goes to three. If it goes to three, I will bet Tampa. But right now, I think the market's just right. Houston should be a favorite. It should not be three given the injuries that they have. So, and if I had to bet anything, it would be the under, but we've already missed that move. So I'm actually going to be on the sidelines other than Femi's Island, which will be coming up at 640.
All right, so there you have it. And what about Chargers Raiders?
Oh, baby, I love the Raiders. Yeah, I love the Raiders. Yeah, 3.5, baby. Money line, also on the silver and black. Now, the injury concern with this game, which we're not going to know until into the night. Obviously, Brock Bowers expected to play, but still listed as questionable. Just want to make sure you clear that hurdle before you go too crazy with this one. But I do think at home, it feels like a coin flip game, like a field goal game either way. And if you're going to give me the hook, I'll take Geno Smith indoors against what could be a banged up Los Angeles Chargers defense. I know you've been talking about this earlier in the show. Deion Henley, Chargers linebacker stud. He's questionable with an illness. They've already had Denzel Perriman was placed on the IR. They already have another linebacker that's questionable that's supposed to be replacing Perriman as well. So Chargers a little bit banged up. I could see the scoring conditions being very, very good since it's indoors. But I do think the Raiders pull off the upset. I just love getting Pete Carroll at home in primetime as an underdog. I think it's a really good spot for the silver and black.
We tweeted earlier from @TheCostos, my Twitter account, @YouBetterYouBet. You can follow us there. You can follow Femi @FemiAbebefe. You can follow me on Instagram @TheCostos, THEKOSTOS. We tweeted, what is our listener and viewers, your best bet for Monday Night Football tonight? Side total or a prop from either of the two games? Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, is here to read some of the best answers. Bill, what do we got here social-wise for best bets from the listeners and viewers, from the real ones?
All right, let me just get through these really quick, Nick. I know you got a lot to do. How about this one from @RaiderS? He wants to do a 6.5-point teaser. Tampa Bay, Houston, under 49. Las Vegas, plus 10. He says neither Tampa Bay nor Houston are impressing me on offense, and the two best squads will be the defenses. How about Mr. McBags? He likes the Bucks and Raiders money line parlay. Says the dogs are barking, woof, woof. And Chris Hall, 560. He is a big Baker guy. He says Bucks money line in Baker, we believe. So there's a little quick sample from the real ones.
Can you reread the Mr. McBags one, but do it as Brad Evans?
As Brad Evans. All right, here we go. Raiders money line, Bucks money line parlay. The dogs are barking. Woof, woof. I'm out!
Bills have been doing a great job. Brad Evans will join us next hour on the show. Yeah. Thank you to all the real ones. It's just...
Dogs be barking, baby. Let's go!
Should Bill Zimmerman be the new host of BetMGM tonight? People are asking.
If he shaves his head.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill, would you become a bald freak or no?
No, no, because there's already problems going up here, and if I shave this, it may not come back. We're not risking anything.
Who's closer to bald freak status, you or Femi?
I think Femi exaggerates his issues. I mean, I'll see the back of my head. Like, it's not good.
I don't know. It's a. Whenever Femi lowers his head, I feel like we're going to have we're all going to be blinded with the light coming off that shiny dome. Listen, I'm not exactly here, you know, like Brad Pitt here physically, but I do have a nice head of hair. All right. Femi will join us next hour. We'll do look aheads at week number 3, some early bets. And of course we'll finalize all our bets for tonight, but you bet on this Monday. Want to hit a couple other things that we saw yesterday, week 2, NFL Sunday. Let's start with the Chicago Bears. I actually think there's a universe, and actually I'll bring an old Bill Parcells line back. Bill will actually appreciate this. So when the Giants in 1985 lost to the Bears in the playoffs, they lost 21-0 to Chicago. That Parcells said after that game, in the lead up to the Giants 86 championship season, that 9 out of 10 times the Bears would have smashed the Giants in that game. But that was one of the 10, like the one out of the 10 where the Giants could have feasibly won that game, even though they lost 21-0. So it's windy in Chicago. Sean Landetta, who's a great punter for the Giants, like won 2 Super Bowls in 86 and 90. Like the ball gets snapped to him and he misses it, misses the punt in his own end zone. And Sean Gale recovers it. And like the game is just basically like it's you can't win against the 85 Bears when you do that. And Parcells' quote was, look, like, there's basically like a universe where we could have potentially won. That didn't happen, but it could have happened. I kind of feel that way a little bit. Not that the Bears would have won, but I feel like the final score yesterday, 52-21 against the Lions, was a little bit unfair to Chicago. Now, the explosives for Detroit on offense were insane. It was explosive play after explosive play. They absolutely crushed the Bears' defense, and it reached a point where the Bears' defense just crumbled, and the Lions just kept scoring and scoring and scoring. 9 yards per play for the Detroit offense. And at the end of the game, obviously, like the Lions on a 4th-and-goal, they could have kicked the field goal, they could have kneeled on it. They went for the touchdown, they scored a touchdown, to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Ben Johnson's asked about it after the game, and he goes, what do you want Dan Campbell to do? The right answer from Ben Johnson. In the first half of this game, no, the Bears turned it over a couple times, and they also went for it and didn't get it on a couple 4th downs. Not that they would have won. And I'm not even making the case that the Bears should have covered, because I bet the Bears yesterday, and they lose by 30. It's not a great bet. I do think that they got a little unlucky in the game. I don't know if they are as bad as the final score indicates. Now, we get the news today that Jalen Johnson, who there's a play in the game where Johnson is blitzing, and he basically, like, stops. And you're like, what the hell happened? Like, he was hurt, is the answer. He aggravated his groin injury. He's probably out the rest of the season. He's Chicago's best boundary corner. And we haven't seen Kyler Gordon yet this season. And it's bad right now for the Chicago Bears. And think about what Minnesota's offense looked like against Atlanta last night. 3 fourth-quarter touchdowns for McCarthy and the Vikings offense against the Bears defense. And then 52 points yesterday against the Detroit Lions. And that sets up Sunday's game against the Dallas Cowboys. And I actually think that Femi and I, that we blew it last week. Because we said, coming out of Cowboys-Eagles, the Cowboys are going to be, they're this year's Bengals. Every total needs to start with the 5. The total yesterday was 44.5. Or 45. And we should have loved the over. Russell Wilson threw for 450 yards. The Cowboys defense is not good. The Bears' defense is in a world of trouble, and some of their best players are not healthy. Here comes Dak Prescott. And on the flip side, you wanted the tonic to cure Caleb Williams' ails? You think Caleb wants to take out some aggression and some anger on Matt Eberflus? The total of this game earlier today at BetMGM, even like a half hour ago, was 49.5. I think we're now at 50 across the board. So look, like, the total starts with a 5, and it's a Cowboys game, and that's correct. I think we might not be big enough with those defenses and what these offenses can potentially do. Final hour, Power Hour coming up next. More Week 2 NFL Sunday, our look-aheads for Week 3, and all our bets for tonight, Monday Night Football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.